Yeah, this is my 40th year. I ran the first year here in 1980. The race was the inaugural race. The championship was, that was the first time the championship was held. Pat White won it that year. And since then, I've missed four, I think, in the interim for various reasons.
Incredible display of consistency and the fact that you were champion in three different decades.
Yeah, look, there's a little bit of good fortune along the way, you know, guys not turning up, and maybe the form might have been right. I might have peaked a little bit for this race. It is an East Cork Championship at the end of the day, and I suppose I always had a little bit of pride in running with my club and running, competing in the championships.
And running, I suppose, in relatively homegrown here makes it special as well, Dennis.
Ah, yeah, I suppose all my pounding was done around the roads here over the years. All my mileage I'd often run over. I'm living about 3 kilometres away from here, so regular runs would pass through the village and on down to Connatella and back home again. So the long runs of a Monday night would have consisted some of the laps around here, so it's familiar territory, certainly. Maybe not the most pleasing of territory, because that there's a 600 metre hill there, as you're well aware of yourself, John, and it is quite testing when you have to climb it four times, so that is challenging.
It's a way of life, Dennis, and I suppose in many ways for you it spans the past and the present. The road racing scene has changed so much in the last 30 or 40 years, but this race is very much at the roots of athletics here in East Cork.
It is part and parcel of the athletic scene in East Cork, certainly, and you're right, John, in the sense in the 80s when the race commenced first, the East Cork board were certainly holding a lot of championships prior to that. They were cross country and track. The board was formed back in 67 and it centred around track competition. There was one suggestion, I'm aware of one suggestion, to run a road race back in the early 70s, late 60s, but I think that didn't materialise because the season ran late. And you're right in what you say about the changes in athletics. In the 80s there was a boom, there was huge numbers taking part, but that time it was competitive. There was numbers, but the lads were really competing to better themselves and improve. Then it lapsed a little for a little while and it kind of came back again. There is certainly another running boom again, but the ethos is slightly different now. I think people are, you join Fit for Life groups or you've coached a 5k and people are quite happy with the camaraderie. That's fine too, but I suppose for me personally, I there was a more competitive instinct in me. But certainly there's no harm in what's going on nowadays either. People are going out and running away at a comfortable pace.
And personally, it's wonderful to be able to spend the decades and to be able to run and to run in these championships. You're 40, that's remarkable, Dennis.
Yeah, look, running is a passion, I suppose, is a way of life. Some people, God, you know, they light up a cigarette and they can't stop. I suppose I go out for a run, I just can't stop. It's addictive in its own way. I enjoy the sport, and I mean, you see what's going on here today. The race is over and you can't get people to go home. There's camaraderie, people want to talk, they want to chat, they're reminiscing. The younger lads are looking to the future, they're talking about improving times. It's that kind of a sport. Like, I mean, it is very much a camaraderie sport.
And you, of course, have every stat and every fact going because you love keeping records, you love looking back, you love comparing, and you love these championships.
Yeah, I suppose, look, not everyone is the same. You know, I trained there with a few lads and some of them, I'd ask them, do you keep a diary? And they wouldn't be keeping a diary. You know, I'd always have kept a log since 1974, albeit a lot of that, the stuff in the log in 74 is dense as inside and for my, but it has progressed into a running log after that, and I would have recorded all my mileage over the years and certainly would have recorded all my races over the years. So, again, in hindsight, it's probably a good thing because I wouldn't. There's races, I'd look at the book now and maybe say, my God, did you run a race here? I did, you know. It would surprise me sometimes. Some of these I've forgotten, you know. But the log, I suppose, is always a good reminder of where you were and when you were and what you did.
And frighten me with some of those stats in terms of consecutive days and years and months and days without a break in running.
Yeah, I suppose I went 28 years and 4 days without missing a day, which is over 10,000 consecutive days. As far as I'm aware, there's no one in the country has done that. Ron Hill holds the world record over in England. Ron, the Lord of Mercy, and Ron, he's dead now. And I did have the pleasure of meeting Ron. He came to Ballycotton there 1 year and the two of us met up and we had a good chat. I suppose I was always an admirer of Ron Hill, you know, his running streak. And I suppose I'd have logged all the races. I know I've over 2,100 races ran, so I suppose those kind of stats are... But again, I more pride myself in track times, you know. I'd have ran 14:58 on the track for 5,000. That would mean more to me than logging runs and what I did, you know.
You've so much to look back on. And finally, Dennis, it's great to be able to enjoy running still, be here tonight at the East Cork Road Championships and be enjoying the summer that is about to lie ahead with lots of events, track and field, obviously, and road as well.
Yeah, I suppose I embraced a lot, really. I like to run a bit of track. My body doesn't respond so well anymore. I'd like to do a bit more quality, but my body doesn't hold up. I'm just happy to run away at whatever pace I can. But there's still a competitive instinct, you know. If you see somebody ahead of you, I still want to pass them, regardless of who they are.
Well, congratulations. It's a remarkable story, and well done. And your wonderful display of consistency over the decades, Dennis. Well done again.
Thanks very much, John. Appreciate it.